How many of you talk to God? It's an interesting thing. What a friend we have in Jesus. And God should be our friend. And if you have a good friend, don't you want to spend time with a good friend and get to know them a little bit better, and you get to know them? So what do? When you get together with a good friend, you talk. And that's what it is with God. Prayer is nothing more than talking to God. Now, sometimes we make it more complicated than what it should be, and we think, well, there's got to be a right way to do this or a wrong way. Do I kneel? Do I put my little hands together like this? No, you don't have to do any of that. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was rent in two, which signified you and I have direct access to the Holy of Holies. No longer do we need a priest or somebody to intercede for us. Jesus became the perfect intercessor. So when we pray in the name of Jesus, and it gives us like having the keys to the kingdom. We go directly into the throne of grace. So how do you pray? Well, you can pray silently. You can just, because your spirit connects to God's spirit. Now, the devil cannot read your mind. The devil can play tricks on your mind, and he does that a lot. At least he does with me. I don't know about you, but he does with me. But God knows your heart. He already knows what you want and need before you ask. So you can pray silently through a spiritual connection with God the Father through Jesus Christ. Or you can pray audibly. I do that a lot, just walking around the yard or going someplace or things that I need to pray about. I just talk the whole time. He probably gets tired of me talking sometimes, but I talk to him all the time. And he talks to me, and he will talk to you. It says in the Psalm, to be still and know that I'm God. You say, well, how can God talk to you? Well, if we just take time to be still, that spirit, that what we call our conscience sometimes, comes alive in us, and that's God ministering to you. So there is no official way to pray. You just talk to God. It's as simple as that. Isn't that cool? And we all are daughters of God. We are sons of God. We are children of God. And we're part of His heavenly kingdom right here on earth. And the good news is He's promised to come again sometime soon.